It won't be long. All right. Reports from standing committees.
February 22, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 10, Clean Water Revolving Fund Amendments, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Burns, Hastert, Perkins, Ross, and Wasserberger, Senator Ross, Chairman.
Any other reports to read in? If not, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, with that, order of business of bills on general file.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself back into committee of the whole to discuss bills on general file.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Senator Kinski. Senator Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought he was.
Senator Cooper.
Never mind. You need to get.
Committee of the Whole, please come to order. Senator Cooper.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. May I have privilege of the floor?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman and members of the Senate, I'd like you to welcome today the Mrs. Robertson's Pinedale High School government or college government class who is here visiting with you. Stand up and welcome here to the Senate. Thank you.
The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 10. The clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 10, Clean Water Revolving Fund Amendments, and Acts Relating to the State Water Pollution Control Revolving Loan Account, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Oops, excuse me.
It was referred to committee number... Thank you. Number 9, Minerals, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass... I'm sorry, I'm having trouble finding that report. One moment. Here we go. That it do pass. Ayes, Senators Anderson, Coe, Cooper, and Rothfuss, and Von Flatern, Senator Von Flatern, Chairman. It was re-referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Burns, Hastert, Perkins, Ross, and Wasserberger, Senator Ross, Chairman.
Now you've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Senator Von Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move when the Committee of the Whole rises to report that it do so with a favorable recommendation of House Bill 10, Clean Water Revolving Fund Amendments, and I yield the floor to Senator Cooper to explain the bill.
Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this bill mainly has to do with a few exceptions I'll explain later, has to do with a new act that was signed into law called the Water Resources Reform and Development Act of 2014. And some of the provisions of the amendments to this act, which came in Titles 1, 2, 5, and 6 of the Federal Water Pollution Control Act. In addition, the EPA has issued interpretive guidance for the provisions of the act affecting the Clean Water State Revolving Fund, which we are a part of, and also the loan program. The authorities have indicated that there are small amendments that are needed to the Wyoming statutes governing the Clean Water Act, the State Clean Water Act program, to make them consistent with the amended federal act as it is today. The changes in the amendments, I should say, that are in this bill have to do with, for example, they added some language to 16.1205A to specify that funding can be used for other projects allowed by the Wyoming Clean Water Revolving Fund. And also the revolving fund, there were some points added in there where the revolving fund added 8 new types of projects that can be used for funding. And this change would allow the state to offer loan funding for several types of new type projects, some of these including, like, for example, stormwater projects or energy-efficient projects, and also things like water-efficient projects on how you can serve or make water use more efficient. Also, they amended 16-1205B, little I, capital C, to allow a loan to be amortized over 30 years. Previously, the loan could only be amortized over a 20-year period. They did this because there's so many of these projects now that go on for a lot longer periods of time, like water projects and wastewater treatment projects and so forth. They amended 16-1205C to include additional methods of calculating the amount that can be used for administration of the program. The new federal legislation allows for these additional methods, and this amendment would make the Wyoming statute consistent with these authorities. What they did basically was said, gave you 2 types of ways of calculating the administrative fee. We're allowed to keep, I think, 0.2% of the amount of money that's allowed for the administrative fees, or a flat amount of no more than $400,000. And our state usually doesn't use anything over the $400,000, so we chose to use that option for the $400,000. I think they reported to us in committee that they use around $380,000 a year, $360,000 or something to that effect. And so they never reached the $400,000 anyway, so that's why they decided on that. Also, they amended 16-1205 to add the provisions allowing the State Loan and Investment Board to charge a reasonable fee to not exceed 1% of the loan amount. And charging the fee is allowed under the federal regulations. This type of fee is also charged in the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund loan program, and the amendment would additionally make the two programs consistent. What happened is the federal program allows, an amount of like $2.3 million for administrating the act. And after the states run through that program, when that is gone, that'll be the last money we'll be able to get for administration fees from it. They'll still have the program, loan program, and grant program in effect, because those funds will continually come back to the state from those loans. But the federal government, as soon as that $2.3 million has gone, administration fee won't allow us to take any more of that money for administration. So we'll have to have our own system, or we'll have to eat all those costs for administration in some other way. So the suggestion was that we start, at least, we don't have to charge 1%, but we need to start gathering up some funds for a future when we start have to pay all the administrative fees ourselves. So that's about. Then the last part of it is on 16-1207 to specify that funds on loans to the Department of Environmental Quality are also being utilized for the solid waste landfill remediation. I remember here a couple, I think 2 years ago now, we wrote statutes to say that if we had excess funding in the leaking underground storage tank funds, and we will by 2019, we'll have enough reserve there to take care of whatever tank leakage problems that we do have, plus a considerable amount of reserve. And in 2019, we'll be able to start using that money for loans for the landfill remediation account. And we'll be able to use it. All this is a cleanup amendment in the bill to allow that to happen. They forgot when we were writing that bill originally, I think it was 2 years ago now, this is a part that they forgot to incorporate in that original law. So they just incorporated it in here so that can move forward in 2019. So anyway, Mr. Chairman, that's pretty much explains the bill and what we're doing. A lot of this is just clean up amendments to match the federal program, and then some 2 additional items that I mentioned with that.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe the sponsor or the committee could provide the information. This is one of the accounts that, as I recall, there's a pretty good chunk of money there, but it's not really utilized. So if you could just show me or present to me maybe tomorrow on second reading how much money that is and how much is being utilized. And, you know, the problem with it is it's a great program, but it's a loan and they got to repay it and they'd rather have grants. But we're getting down to the point with the revenue shortfall that these are some of the kind of things that's only available. It's all they have for small towns to be able and cities to use.
Oh, thank Cooper. You, Mr. Chairman. That's a very good question, and we did ask that question, and they are going to provide us some charts or graphs that will show, you know, the what's in there, what's being loaned, what's grants, and so forth. But I can give you a basic number right now. There's $93 million that they've actually loaned out. There's $60 million still in the loan balance, but so there's considerable money in there. So, but we'll get the actual numbers from them, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, tomorrow and get those to you. Okay.
Further discussion, Senator Von Flattern.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to clarify, and this is for the good senator from Casper that sits on appropriations. And on line, it's about line 11 on that third page where you asked me what the board was, where it said the board. Well, I had to look in the statutes to make sure it's SLIB. They're referring to SLIB board when they make loans.
Further discussion? Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had a that took care of one of the questions, and so I appreciate that. The couple of other questions I had on this was one, by expanding from a 20-year amortization to or life of the project or 30 years, it seems to me that that would slow down the revolving nature of that. And so at some point, that's going to have a decrease on the number of applicants. And I'm just wondering, has anybody looked at that or thought about the long-term effect of increasing the amortization on those, because that's going to result in fewer applications if that amortization is extended. The other question I had is if on C on the top, sounds to me like we're trying to draw down on that $2.3 million fund. And so if that's the capitalization of grant, if I got my math is right, you get the greater of the 4%, which I think the 4%, if that's on the 93,000, that would be 186,000, or you get the number 400,000. The capitalization grant, if you took 4% of the capitalization grant, that would be, if there's 2.3 million in there, that'd be about 92,000 versus 400,000 versus two-tenths of 1% of the current valuation of the account, which if that's 93, that would be 186,000. Or whichever is the greatest. So you'd always be at the 186. So that, unless if I'm understanding that right, is that how that works?
Senator Von Flattern.
Thank you. And the good senator from Casper is doing a great analysis of this. You are correct. So that's why we choose to take the full 100,000. We've gone through the burn rate on that 2.3 million. The numbers they gave us added up to about 800,000 over the last 3 years. So 380 or whatever. That's the burn rate. So we're staying under the 400. Should that 2.3 million ever disappear, which is the origins of why they're trying an origination fee to build something back up to pay the administrative fees, if that 2.3 million ever disappeared, I think they'd be learning to live on a lot less money on administrative fees, because I don't think their 1% origination fee would ever keep up with that value. So that is one thing. The other one was the amendment on page 2, which is lines 19 through 21, life of a loan, the amortization, right now that they're stuck at 20 years. So if you do have, and most water projects, stormwater, drains, whatever, are going to last 30 or 50 years. I mean, you kind of design them to last longer than the short construction season. So in reality, the amortization is allowed longer than that. And so if you said the project's 50 years, it says 30 years, or life of the project, whichever is less. So you'd be able to go 30 years now on an amortization, which should bring more in. If you have a short-term project, they're gonna, and you want to go out 20, and you say it's only a 12-year project, well, then your amortization is going to be 12 years. That may decrease the number of people applying for loans But in reality, we would think most water projects would go at least 30 years, so you get the 10-year longer amortization on that. It's a balance, but I do believe it'll be more people applying for loans.
Further discussion? Further discussion. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Von Flattern's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a favorable recommendation on House Bill 10, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move the committee whole rise and report.
All, you've heard the motion. All those in favor of the Majority Floor Leader's motion that when the committee whole rise and report, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Motion carries.
The chief, or would the reading clerk please read the committee of the whole report?
Mr. President, your committee of the whole, having had under considerations bills on general file, begs leave to report as follows. House Bill 55, do pass. House Bill 59, do pass. House Bill 56, do pass. House Bill 10, do pass. Senator Kinski, chairman.
Senator Kinski.
Mr. President,
I move for adoption of the committee of the whole report.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That motion has been adopted. Are there any more reports? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that we stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, February the 23rd.
Are there any announcements? Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet tomorrow, 30 minutes after noon recess, in Jonah Room S-19 to take up House Bill 2, engrossed electric vehicle decal.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, I've got one here. I'm just looking for the right one. I confused my paper, Mr.
Senator Ross, and we'll come back to you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet tomorrow at the noon recess to discuss, hear a discussion of the House amendments to House Bill 1, General Appropriations. We'll also consider the following bills if time allows. House Bill 46, Investment of Worker Compensation Account, and House Bill 52, Engrossed, School Facilities Appropriations.
Senator Case.
I can do this now, Mr. President. Your committee number 7, Corporations, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., a very civilized time at 8 a.m., in Jonah Room S-18 to hear House Bill 3, Engrossed, Uniform Securities Act, House Bill 32, Engrossed, Insurance Regulation Parity, and House Bill 53, Engrossed, Special Districts Task Force. That's it.
Any further announcements? There being none.
Thank you, Curtis.
Senator Kraft.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I just want to remind the Senate that our honor is in jeopardy this evening. This evening is the House-Senate karaoke throwdown. We are in possession of the trophy. The House has made cruel, unusual, derogatory and slanderous comments about us. We must retain our honor. If you feel as if you can't sing and you would rather not have a mic, we have a bubble mic for you. So you can still hold a mic and join in. The good Senator Peterson is our lead singer and he needs help. We also have hats for you. Yes.
He needs lots of help.
What he needs is backup singers.
Oh, I thought it was the other kind of.
Oh, no. Mr. President, people pay me money to make those kind of diagnoses.
No.
This is just saving the honor of the Senate. Please, tonight, Suite 1901, come join us. 8 o'clock. And we'll have more props for you, and we hopefully will have that trophy again tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Any further announcements? Senator Scott.
With regard to that last announcement, let me tell our representatives, illegitimum non carborundum, domine solum fac.
Yeah. All right. You've all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate shall stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, February 23rd.